I always start by saying that I'm from South America, just to clear things up, from the great state of Texas. And how you all doing tonight? All right? Well, I'll tell you, before we go on, I'd just like to say that one of the things that's the best parts of my life is to come and play at Folklife, because for some reason or another, in this day and age where people are trying to put up borders and walls and everything else, when you come to Folklife, they spend a lot of time organizing and coming up with these plans, and it takes a lot of work for them to put together this festival, because I know I've been through that process with them. And I would like for you to give them a big hand, including all the people that are on stage, making it happen. Every time somebody wants to put up walls or borders or anywhere, or doesn't believe that people can get along, all they need to do is come down to Seattle at the end of May and see what happens when diversity really works. All you have to do is step out there and see everybody. Again. Just to show that we come from Mexican roots, tradición mexicana, una que se llama Cielito Lindo. Para todos ustedes, like I say, Cielito Lindo means beautiful sky or beautiful heaven. Ay, 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 sometimes people call it that. But ay, 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 ay means ay, 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 ay. It doesn't matter which language you put it in. So here we go. Dale gas.
Cantando si haré, mirad cielito lindo, los
we're all from Texas, except for one of us. And he's not too far removed from Sunnyside, Washington, I believe. That's the guy back there in the drums that pushed us all around. And so, big hand for Joe, man. What I was going to say is that in Texas, our music has come together like a mishmash, kind of sort of, from here and from there. And big influence, as it's a big community in New Braunfels, Texas, German. And so German brought over the diatonic accordion and introduced it to the Mexicanos, Tejanos, and the Norteño from the music from the northern Mexico, the mariachi music, which you're going to hear in a little bit, which is wonderful music. And all that came together with Cajun and a little country and a little blues. And so put that together and we get kind of like what we have, kind of like the backyard party, Los Bailes de la Polvadera. And Los Bailes de la Polvadera were the dust dances that we had in the backyard because we didn't have anywhere to go or no venue, so they just kind of swept the clay and let the accordion fly with the bajo sexto, which is a 12-string guitar on steroids over there. Whoops. Maybe you can hit a home run with the guitar, huh? All right. Anyway, the bajo sexto and became the perfect mate for this accordion. And so here's a little polquita, polka music, called Ofelia. Usually what I do is I take people on a migrant trip with us, but we don't have too much time today, so I'll take you on a 2-minute, and I'll just do this on my own. This guy's going to be surprised. Anyway. We start out in Texas, and then we get in the car, and then we go like... That's a And we didn't know how to speak English, so it sounded like this.
Besar tus labios quisiera.
Michigan, Ohio, Oklahoma, Arizona, and something's crackling over here. Can you hear? All right, well, now that that's fixed. The last thing we did was like a dip, 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 and then after we've been through all that, and eating hamburgers 10 for a dollar somewhere. Used to be that way, going to the movies for a quarter. And buying popcorn and a candy bar. And still having 5 cents. Now we come to where we're at now. And you know, nobody wants to see us together, no. But I don't care. So now the music changed to what it is today, but we still remain the same, and we're like chameleons. We picked up here and there, and little bits of this and that, and meeting people across the country was just great and wonderful, and it wasn't as bad as some people portray, but it wasn't as good either in some places, because the minimum wage is still pretty close to what it was then. And some things are changing, but some things aren't. This song I wrote for my dad, and it tells about all the struggles of the migrant people, how they travel across the country. And all they have to show for it is a big family and hoping that their kids stay in school and become better persons, maybe go out to be more successful and do some different jobs, different careers, rather than being a migrant all their lives. But I think one of the things that was really cool about being a migrant is that we traveled all over the United States. We got to see this beautiful country. And it's true that the best things in life are free. And we had a lot of them. And that was love, togetherness, unity. And we had good friends and neighbors. Not only in the book, like Dick and Jane, but for real. All right. Here we go. Luisa Tejano, for all the Tejanos out there, and all the Tejanos. Well, you're all Tejanos to me right now, because in the dark, you all look the same, you know? Okay, elegance.
Allá en la Irún, Texas,
In those days, like the Grand Canyon, the Mississippi River, the great arches in St. Louis. I mean, everywhere that we went, you know, we thought that we were kind of like a needle that went through the quilt of the United States, and we kind of sewed it together, putting food on people's tables and vegetables, and we were kind of like, we had to be vegetarians because sometimes we couldn't afford meat, so. Or milk, and so we drank lots of water and vegetables wherever we went. It wasn't no fun when there was only onions to eat, you know. But you know, indeed, that was before bread mints were popular and stuff. So we weren't very popular in those days. Okay, here we go. Like I said, we borrow from here and borrow from there and try to keep the best of all worlds. And this is called huapango. Huapangos are straight out of Mexico. And son es huastecos and all that, but this is a Tejano huapango. Interpretation of ours, right? Of a Mexicano huapango. Follow. Thank you.
Danny Gonzalez on the accordion. Right out of Dallas, Texas, yeah.
Well, something we borrowed from the Texas music, Somos Tejanos, and even though we don't have a fiddle in the band, we still are a Texas band, so that's the way it is. You can get away with it if you're a conjunto. This next one is, it's an old love song called Amor de los Dos, and we're going to have John Gonzalez sing us this tune, a little country style. This next song is another song that I composed about our travels as migrants. And this tells a story about when we made a left turn at Phoenix, Arizona, and ended up in Gilroy, California. Ran out of money there and stayed there 3 days. And it was pretty hot. It was like, you know, they had record temperatures over 100. And we were in this car, and we only had like a little bit of bread, and a loaf of bread, and we had a little bit of bologna, some slices left, and we didn't know what we were gonna do, and this farmer stopped by and asked us if we would live in kind of like a chicken coop that he had. He had no housing, and we had gotten there too late, so all the housing was taken up by other migrant families, so we decided to stay there. And that kind of ended up our migrant travels forever, because in California, you know, you could work all year and stay in one place. and still have a job. So we didn't return to Texas, and so I call this El 56. And this is part of a CD that I just released, a CD that's called A Migrant Farm Worker's Songbook. It has 16 songs. A couple of them are translations, which I was singing a little bit, of some of those songs that I made for my family, and some of our struggles and some of our triumphs and here and there that we faced. And so here's El 56, the year that we went to California. California, welcome to California. This one I'm going to do in English so you'll understand it. Let's see if I understand it. I wrote this one
If I may, Juan, I'd like to let everyone know that we have CDs of Juan Barco and all his songs that he has written and composed. We have CDs on sale here today. So right after the show, you can see us, and we have plenty of them. And it's an excellent CD, very, very beautiful.
Well, the best thing is that he can autograph them for you.
They are for sale in the lobby, so. I forget, you know, this is my first CD, so I don't really know what to do with it. I'm not used to it. This song. We used to go to labor camps in Arizona, and those were the worst labor camps of all. There were little shacks where we lived, and there was like 8 of us that lived there. And right across the way was a camp of teepees, and the teepees, the Native Americans lived there. And they tried to keep us apart, but we would always end up befriending them and them befriending us. And so even though we didn't understand the dialect and they didn't understand ours, we got along. But conditions were bad. I mean, in 1 year, there was a terrible plague of some sort that killed a lot of the migrant kids. And I've been trying forever to try to go back to Casa Grande, Arizona, to see whatever happened. But in that particular time, my little brother, Eleazar, passed away, along with my sister's firstborn, Jorge Luis, and a lot of other migrant kids. And I can remember them bringing them, because there was no room in the mortuary, bringing them home in the back of pickup trucks. I can remember the big dust trails that they left. And we were living in the shack, and they had like my little brother's little coffin right in the center, and we all slept around it at night. And I remember the candles, and they were all the flame at night, and I just couldn't sleep because I couldn't imagine my little brother laying next to me in the box, you know. And so I was 8 years old, and so I always had that in my mind. And when I was in the U.S. Army, I would lay in the barracks and I think about that, so I started writing this song, and this is what I came up with. If you're ever in Casa Grande, Arizona, you've probably seen the mountain there with the initial CG on its side. At the foot of this mountain, my brother is buried. He died when we used to go pick cotton at Stanfield, Arizona. Many migrant families lost their babies at that time. And I wrote this song for my little brother and for my nephew. And his name was Eleazar. And you know what? We have a replacement because my grandson, his name is Eleazar. And he's taller than me, which says a lot to me. I mean, not that I'm that tall, but it's so wonderful to have a replacement for Eleazar because I always thought about him. And so my son has given me a gift. In my mind, there is a place where I keep all those memories of that child. Thank you.
tell you she remembers you. And I offer you a tear of prayer, a wish. May your soul be as free as the wind, and forever you will have her blessing. Elizar, if you can hear me from the heaven, instead of flowers, I am offering you my song, just to tell you that you'll never be forgotten, that you'll live here in my heart, Mother, your God. Of my mama, I will tell you she remembers you, and she offers you a tear, a prayer, a wish. May your soul be as free as the wind, and forever you will have her blessing. Elizar, if you can hear me from the heaven, instead of flowers, I am offering you my song, just to tell you that you'll never be forgotten, that you live here in my heart, although you're gone.
Wasn't always sad times. There was happy times, like, you know, the minute that my dad used to give us a nickel and we used to put it in the jukebox at the local drive-ins, and we were having all this music bombard our brains, you know, from all walks of life, and we were like chameleons, the migrants, where we adjusted according to, you know, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. And it's not such a bad idea, you know. At the same time, it's not such a bad idea for the Romans to see that we also are people, and that we have our culture, and that we mean something. And in my travels, whenever we started talking about diversity, at first I started talking about, okay, diversity, and we're going to talk about the differences in people. And you know what? We ended up talking about, and we're not that different. You know, we have so many things in common. You know. I think that you'd be surprised, and I was surprised, because I think I was looking for the differences so I could tell about it, and there were very few. We're all very much in the same boat, and we need to protect our planet that we live in, and so that we, as a people, can come together. We're going to do a little polka that my friend over here has written. He's going to tell you a little bit about it.
This polka I composed for my grandson. His name is Brando. It's called Brando's Polka. And in trying to develop this polka or compose it, I looked into the characters of the characteristics that my grandson was expressing. In the morning, he had a lot of pep. And he just jumped out of bed and was doing stuff, and then it would even get better. He would start jumping, and then when he would get tired, he would just kind of, oh man, it's like lullaby time, you know? So he's got those three little elements in this polka, and hopefully you can pick them up and see if you can do it. And of course he jumps out of bed, remember. We'll be right back.
song, it's a song I wrote for my sister, and I wrote it really for single parent families who struggle, you know, to make ends meet. My sister always wanted to be a teacher, and for some reason or other, you know, the way the school system was in, and it's not like it is now, the opportunities were not there. And so she ended up having an abusive relationship, had to get a divorce, had a couple kids, was on welfare, and she was going to night school and went forever, and she was just wanted to be a teacher. She worked as a teacher's aide for about 10 years and got teacher's aide pay, and then that's when the migrant program started in California. And so she ran a whole migrant program for her school. But then one day, the new teachers came in and they realized that she didn't have a degree. They didn't think that she should be doing the job, and so they got rid of her. And so she went back to school. She went through a lot of hard times, and finally, I think it was like a couple of years ago, we went to her graduation, and she got her master's degree. And she was graduated at she teaches the fifth grade in Gilroy, California, and so power to her. And so this song tells about the struggles of this one person to get up in the morning, walk the kids to school, give coffee to grandma, get everything ready, and then she goes off to school, I mean to work, and then she works really hard, and she hates her job, but then on her way back, she gets on the bus, and she's so tired, she falls asleep, and she starts having this grandiose dream about, you know, the picket fence, the perfect love, and, you know, the flowers, and the things that we all want, you know, that Joneses have, and we can't have. And so, so then what happened was that the bus comes to an abrupt stop, and then the brakes, you know, how the brakes on the bus sometimes go. She wakes up, and she's so, at that moment, disheartened with reality that she almost breaks down to cry. But, you know, she's so resilient, and she has it so together, and she has told herself that, it, you know, that she's going to make it in this world regardless, you know. And so she doesn't cry, and she just said, she tells herself that God sees her as more than beautiful, you know, that she's, someday she's going to be a happy person just like everybody else. And she goes on again, accepting her fate, but not really. And I think that this is what I'm talking about, that there's so many people, not only women, but lots of people that are lonely and sad out there, and I think there's a place for everybody in this world, and everybody deserves a chance at everything, you know. And so that's my thing, and I tell this story about my sister, and I dedicate it to her and to all like her. It's called No Te Rajes, Maria, which means don't give up, Mary.
Fría y ya se levantó María, sé que debemos dormir y pronto empieza a soñar, sueña una casita blanca rodeada de muchas flores, un cielo de mil colores y un amor que es de verdad, pero luego el ruido de los frenos la despierta en medio sueño y de mí por un momento. No te dejes, manita.
Rosales on accordion, Dan Rosales on bass, Zubi Guzman on bajo sexto, and Joe Guzman.